Hey everybody, welcome to Up All Night, a horror anthology podcast. I'm Brandon, and with me is the guy who loves avocados on his BLTs, Cortland. How are you doing, Cortland?
Oh my gosh, Brandon. I'm doing so good, and again, now I want a BLT. Damn it. Can't get away from them. They're so good.
I actually had BLTs today.
Did you? You bitch.
I did, and they were delicious.
So you know how, I've talked about this before, how I love dehydrated fake blueberries, but I don't really care for real blueberries. Yeah, they make this like muffin mix that you can buy, and I made them into pancakes, and I made bacon with it, and I was like, just like in that episode, except there's no BLTs.
It's only missing a couple of ingredients.
I could have had a BLT, but I chose to have pancakes and bacon instead.
You know what? That's good too.
It is, yeah. Anyway, Brandon, how are you? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Oh my gosh. We're back and better than ever. We're watching Goosebumps again. How do you feel about this?
I'm always excited and pumped to talk about Goosebumps.
Who isn't?
Well, today we are talking about episode 3 of the 2023 Goosebumps series. I guess it's just called Goosebumps, right?
I've been just referring to it as Goosebumps 2023 so that nobody confuses it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it. But officially, it's just Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Just like the movie and just like the other series and just like the books. So if you just Google Goosebumps, you don't know what you're going to get.
No, it's a grab bag of Goosebumps stuff. Yeah.
It's the Wild West out there.
I do think it's funny, though, because we're on episode 3, but episode 7 just came out yesterday. So we're a little bit behind the times, but you know what? We can't handle more than one episode a week, okay? No, we can't
do it.
It's
too spooky.
No, I'd be scared.
Well, this episode is the Cuckoo Clock of Doom.
Yeah, right.
Kind of. A little bit.
Right, yeah. It's like half Cuckoo Clock of Doom.
Yeah, it's very tenuously the Cuckoo Clock of Doom.
Yeah, not gonna lie, Brandon. I'm not saying I didn't like this episode, because I've been really enjoying this series and I think this episode's great too, but I wanted a little bit more Cuckoo Clock of Doom, you know, just a little more. Yeah,
I wanted a lot more Cuckoo Clock of Doom.
Yeah, we only did it for a little bit,
you know. We got to work with what we've got, and they've given us a little bit of Cuckoo Clock.
Maybe we'll get Cuckoo Clock later and then we'll have like Cuckoo Clock of Doom Electric Boogaloo or something, but I doubt it. But yeah,
we'll just have to see what happens. So, Cortland, what did you think of this episode?
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying myself with Goosebumps 2023.
Yeah, same. It's not much to say. Still enjoying it.
I do have to wonder, because we're only in episode 3 and things have heated up quite a bit already. How much more can they do? I'm interested to see that.
I don't know. I am thinking that the whole time I'm watching this, like, how are you going to keep this up? Like, how are the stakes going to get raised even more?
Exactly.
And I don't know, is there going to be 5 whole episodes of them just like fighting this ghost?
I don't know. We still got Slappy to meet here, because he is definitely in like the cover of Goosebumps 2023. He's front and center.
You can't escape Slappy.
No, I bet you like the last, because they released the first 5 episodes and they're like, there you go, kids. I think the last 5 episodes are all going to be Slappy, Brandon.
I really hope not.
I bet you.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about that. No, it's going to be all Slappy all the time.
Yeah, they're not going to let Slappy just have one episode like the Cuckoo Clock of Doom, which I guess only got like a third of an episode. But still.
They're gonna defeat this Biddle ghost, but like someone's going to say the line like, oh, we defeated the ghost, but Slappy's the true horror.
Yep. Or Slappy's going to be the true horror villain from the beginning. And yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Slappy was controlling him the whole time.
It was Slappy
Justin
that got
Long
sucked.
Ate Slappy.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I hope not. Oh, anyway, let's just talk about this episode.
Okay.
So we start, and we're back at Halloween again.
Oh, yeah, my favorite holiday.
We see James knock into that Cuckoo Clock of Doom when they're setting up for the party and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. When Isaiah is all like, beep, beep, pictures, click, click.
Yeah. He gets slapped back into that cuckoo clock. And he says that he blacked out when he hit his head on that clock. He's like, huh? What? Oh, never mind. I guess I blacked out.
Sure.
And so now we're at the party for the third time. And James just walking around the party, you know, trying to mix it up, talking to people, chatting, trying to get some gossip.
Yeah.
He goes up to Isaiah, and Isaiah is like, dude, you got to go talk to Sam. And Sam is this guy that James likes. We saw mm-hmm. him in the first episode, but he just can't get up the courage to go talk to him.
Oh, damn. Poor James.
But I get, like, those words of encouragement from Isaiah is all it takes now. And he's just like, all right. And he goes and talks to Sam. And it's pretty awkward because James desperately just wants to be liked. And Sam is a big jock. So mm-hmm. James is like, I'm just going to pretend I know about sports. And he doesn't at all. So he's just like making shit up about soccer teams, London United, and it doesn't work.
I like the interaction they have here because James just fumbles his way through shit and lies. And mm-hmm. Sam is like, I got to go. This is stupid.
Yeah, he's like,
you're dumb.
Yeah, okay. I'm out of here.
Which it's funny too, because like in one of the previous episodes, when Isaiah asked James how it went, he was like, oh, I was smooching him all night, it was great. And then we see this, and he did not smooch Sam all night.
He smooched him none. So now we go back to Isaiah, and Isaiah tells James to just be James, like, stop trying to pretend to be someone you're not, you know. It's good advice.
Yep. Sure.
And James is like, I'm gonna head out instead. Mm-hmm. He gets up and tries to leave the house, but after he walks out the door, he blacks out, and then he's back in time to when he bumped into the cuckoo clock again.
Yeah. Yep. He's stuck in a little time loop. I love it.
Yes. I love time loops.
Dude, I think they're one of the most terrifying things, and I love that we get to see it.
Yes. So James tells his friends, like, he's like, you guys, I was already at the party, and now I'm back here. Something is very wrong. And they're like, what? So he just runs outside. He's like, I'm out of here. Fuck this. Yeah. But when he gets a certain distance from the house, he warps back in time again.
Yeah. So interestingly, like when he tries to leave the house, he warps back to like falling down and being next to the cuckoo clock. But like a version of him walks away as if like it's continuing on with whatever timeline that is or something. It's interesting. Yeah,
it is interesting. We see him try again and again. It's a little montage of him going out different windows and doors.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to see if anything he does will get him out of this house. But no, he's back at the party.
I think it's funny. Okay. There's this one part where he goes to the second story and jumps out off the roof. It doesn't work. And I'm like, damn, he really did try everything. I mean, I would too, so I get it. But like, damn.
Yeah. Just imagine if he was there for like 10,000 years just trying to get out of the house.
I don't want to imagine that, Brandon.
Oh, okay. Right. Because that's terrifying. We see him back at the party and he's sitting on the stairs and Sam comes up behind him and he's like, can you move out of the way, please? James does. But then Sam notices that James looks like he's, you know, just
trapped in the time totally loop. Yeah.
Done with life because he's stuck in this house forever.
Yeah.
And he's like, you all right, bro? James tells him, like, no, I'm stuck in a time loop and I'm stuck here forever. And then he asks Sam, like, hey, what's your favorite soccer team?
Oh, my gosh.
Because he wants to write it down on his phone and use it to manipulate Sam in a future timeline.
It's a very Groundhog's Day moment.
Yes, absolutely. How can I just, like, find out everything about you so that I can be the perfect person all at once? We cut to them upstairs making out, Sam and James. And Sam asks if they want to get out of there, but James can't go. Mm-hmm. So he has an idea and he goes back to the cuckoo clock and just starts ripping shit out of the inside of it.
He like goes over and turns off a lever or something and the cuckoo clock's like,
yeah, you can't cuckoo now. He steps outside and he like tentatively takes a few steps, like afraid of what's going to happen if he gets too far from the house. But the spell's broken, I guess, because he's able to leave. And he just goes. And he goes with Sam.
10 minutes on the clock in, they are finished with the cuckoo clock.
Yes. I was like, oh, this is such a cool concept. Like, what are they going to do? And then it's just solved.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the cuckoo clock of doom.
All it took was a little bit of manhandling a cuckoo clock and all your problems are solved.
Just unplug it. Okay. I guess that should have been literally the first thing I tried. The next day, James gets a text from Sam about watching a soccer game that he doesn't know anything about because he made up everything about his love of soccer.
Uh-huh.
Then pops up another James in that cat suit from the Halloween party. Then another James, then yeah. more Jameses, and then there's just Jameses everywhere.
Yeah, all in the cat costume.
Yeah. All in the sexy cat costume, as they refer to it over and over again. And the clone Jameses tell him that every time he went through that loop, it created a different him. So those Jameses all just kept existing and yeah. lying about soccer and whatever. But now they're all here.
I love James's response here because he goes, that's not how time travel works.
Yeah. A nice way to just be like, shut up.
Yeah. This is stupid, but we're going to like, you know, make a note of it and make it into a joke a little yeah. bit.
We pointed it out. So now you can't say.
This is Goosebumps rules.
You can't say that that's stupid on the forums.
Yeah.
The clones put a bag over James's head and they kidnap him and take him to some abandoned building. And they throw him in a pit. Mortal Kombat style.
Yeah, he's just in a mine, like an abandoned mine shaft in a pit now.
And the sexy cat clones tell James that there's so much more to this than a cuckoo clock.
Yeah, I know. It's only been 10 minutes.
Which is, yeah, a bummer because that's not what I showed up for. The title of this episode is Cuckoo Clock of Doom.
The sexy cat Jameses were like, this should have been titled something else, like Calling All Creeps, perhaps.
Yep. We cut to school, and one of the James clones has taken over James's life.
Fucking shit up.
Yeah, he's a shit. Sam comes up to him, and he's like, dude, we made plans together, and then you didn't show up. And fake James is like, dude, you are so clingy, man. And yeah. he's just, like, really asshole-y.
He's
and then
shit.
They kind of, like, you know, break up or whatever the equivalent of being together for 4 hours is.
Yeah.
Now we're back to where we were at the end of last episode, where Isabella and James are playing pool.
Actually, hold on. I will say, he does also talk to Allison, and he's like, yeah, you should watch Isaias and Margot because they are totally inseparable. You should definitely put this on your radar and be upset about it.
Yeah, I never write anything down about Allison because it, like, she is so not a factor in any of these episodes.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, so now we're back to where we were at the end of last episode. Isabella and James are playing pool. And Isabella hits that ball into him, and it explodes. And last time I was like, whoa, yeah. what the fuck? But now I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, now I get it.
So that's a fake James. And then there's just a new James once Isabella's like, oh my God, I killed James.
Yeah, so it's like she screams. And last episode I was like, oh my God, the parents are going to understand something's going on here because Isabella is gooey. But yeah. a fake James just pops up in his place and is like, that Isabella, she crazy, right? Yeah.
So now when the parents come to see what's the hubbub, she just looks insane. But also, yep. she's still covered with goo.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's like, oh, that Isabella is always tricking people with the goo. Right, everybody?
Prank gone wrong.
And they buy it.
Yeah. So Isabella's mom is like, God damn it, Isabella. We're leaving.
Parent meeting over. Let's get out of here.
Later that night, Isabella is in her room, and she like looks out of her window, and she sees one of those James clones in her yard.
Mm-hmm.
She takes matters into her own hands, and she goes and grabs a weapon. And when she goes back to the window, that James clone is gone.
Oh, man. Ominous.
The next day, Margot and Isaias are trying to make sense of that monster that they saw beating the shit out of Lucas the other night.
Yeah.
They go to school to talk to James, and James is acting really weird. Like, he's stirring shit up between Allison and Isaias, and he tells Isaias that he's shit at football.
Oh, my God.
And they're both just like, whoa, dude. But then very suddenly Isabella comes up behind James and hits him with a bat, making him explode into goo. And keep in mind, this is just like outside of school and there's children just walking into school.
Yeah. They're by some cars. So they're like a little almost hidden and fucking Isabella ninjas up her way behind at James and smacks him, taps him on the head with a baseball bat and he explodes.
Yeah. And they make a mention that the goo smells like watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know why, but they mention it more than once.
I think it's because it's hilarious that this disgusting goo would smell like something delicious, apparently.
I guess. It's very specific.
Yeah.
So Isabella, Margot, and Isaias have a meeting to try to figure out what the hell is going on with the mask and this camera thing and how they're connected somehow with what's going on with James. So they go to Nora, which is Lucas's mom, you remember, with the cafe.
Yeah.
And they ask her about that Biddle boy.
Damn Biddle boy.
Nora's not very helpful because she's just like, Margo, ask your own mom. Just ask her. Stop asking me.
Yeah, get out of my face. Go ask your mom, who hasn't been in the show yet.
Yeah, who's constantly mentioned but hasn't been in the show yet. We cut to James very quickly, and he's in the dark pit. And he sees some kind of tool, a hammer or a pickaxe or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of that scene.
Yep. He's like, I'm going to get out of here. And then we just are like, okay.
Now we cut to Justin Long, and he's listening to the Proclaimers. And he's dancing around the house to And I Will Walk. And it's a great song. It's a great scene.
This just further shows that they were like, Justin Long, we casted you so you could do whatever we want. I'll just do it. And he goes for it. And love Justin Long.
Yeah.
Just dance just around the house.
Dancing around. He has a bowl of worms and he just chows down on worms.
Yep. R.L. Stine was like, make him eat worms.
Yeah. You knew that scene was like contractually obligated.
Oh, yeah.
While he's doing that, his CD skips. And
oh, no.
He bashes it to pieces with a broomstick. Because, you know, you just get
angry.
Yeah, he's
got anger issues.
Yeah, angry when you're listening to your Proclaimers and it just skips
out. If this were to happen to me, I'd do the exact same thing. I get it. I'd be pissed.
While he's smashing that to shit, the doorbell rings and Justin Long checks that out and it's Margo's dad. So they sit down, have a little chat, and Margo's dad tells Justin Long that he wants this whole Halloween trespassing business to just be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
It's then they broach the subject of Margo's mom, and we find out that Margo's dad and mom are separated at this moment.
Yeah.
And Justin Long seems interested in that somehow. He's like, oh.
Yeah.
She's from Port Lawrence and you're separated?
Right, because Margo's mom's name is Sarah, and there can only be one Sarah back in 1993 of Port Lawrence, right?
Yeah, it's a really, like, obscure name.
I've never heard of a Sarah.
No. Back to James. He's made himself a ramshackle ladder out of wooden boards, and he attempts to use it to climb out of the pit, but it's a miserable failure because he falls and almost dies.
He does. He tries to use that sexy cat energy, but it just does not work.
Yeah. The sexy cat energy failed him this time.
Yeah.
But while he's at the bottom of the pit, he does see a pile of rocks.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
The camera zooms in on it and it's like, whoa. But then it cuts away. Back with Margo and Isabella and Isaiah, they're scoping out James's house and they follow one of the James clones to that abandoned building, which we find out is James's family's old mine.
Yes. Because, okay, so James is rich, and I guess they got money because they own a mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's abandoned now for some reason.
The American dream.
Sure, yeah. All coming up money. I don't know.
Coming up money. They follow James there, and when they get inside the mine, they find out that the James clone lured them in there as a trap. They get cornered by a gaggle of Jameses, but then the real James comes to help them. But then another James says, no, I'm the real James. And they do the whole I'm the real Tamara Mowry thing.
Yes. But
Isaiah hits one of them with a bat and he blows up into yellow goo. So you're like, oh, okay, that was the clone.
Yeah.
But then it turns out that they were both James clones.
I love it. Yeah. The James that pops out is like, yay, actually, I'm a clone, too.
Yeah, I like how he just said that instead of just, like, trying to stick with them and then betraying them.
No, I think this is way funnier. Just trivializes everything. It's hilarious. Yeah.
The clones throw Isaiah down into the pit with James, and Isaiah hits James, the James in the pit, to prove that he's real. And then, like, James has a little freak out. Because he's like, how could you not know that those clones weren't me?
Yeah.
Isaiah's trying to tell him, like, dude, they did a good job at impersonating you, which kind of no, they didn't, because they were all super assholes. But also, in Isaiah's defense, you wouldn't immediately assume, hey, my friend's acting weird. Clearly, this is a pod person.
Right. It's a pile of goo. Yeah.
Yeah. Pile of goo in a people suit.
I don't know how I feel about this interaction that they have, because Isaiah, his defense is like, oh, you're not yourself, so we had no idea which one was the real them. But like you said, yeah, they would, because James may have, like, you know, switching his personality and stuff to suit the needs of who he's talking to, but he doesn't switch into an asshole James. So, like, it's very clear that these were not James. And then James is all like, oh, whatever, you're just so popular because you're a football star and I'm one of six gay people in Port Lawrence. And they have, like, a moment there. But that's, like, quickly, like, very quickly, all the conflict is resolved.
Yeah. I mean, what we see is very quickly resolved. But when Marco and Isabella pop up, they pop up out of some rocks. And they're like, hey, we followed your voices because you've been talking about your feelings for the past 10 minutes.
Right, sure. It's been 5 seconds, but that's okay.
Yeah. So they all are able to escape that pit. And they get chased by more James clones. And then there's like a 300-style slow-mo fight scene.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. And, you know, they're just smacking people and they're turning into goo.
Yep. And yeah, James and Isaiah are like back-to-back, like, we gotta fight these clones.
It is very Power Rangers, like when they kick the putties and they go...
I was just gonna say, yeah. It's very Power Rangers because these James clones, they are the weakest... I mean, maybe they're strong or whatever, but like the way they're defeated is the easiest defeat ever. You just like flick their forehead and they explode. So it's really not that much of a threat.
Yeah, you tap them and they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they goo a whole bunch of Jameses. With all that done, they go back to Norris to eat pancakes because James is starving because he's just been like eating dirt down there in that pit.
He's been literally drinking like dirty water.
That's all he had. Isabella wants Margot to call her mom, but it's a really sore subject because Margot is the only kid ever who had her parents split up, and she just doesn't want to do it.
Don't blame her. Ugh, rough.
So they do, because James is like, hey, I was in a pit, so you can call your mom.
I was held hostage for like a week. Yeah, you can call your mom.
Yeah.
All I had to eat were Pop-Tarts that I stole from my house. Like, you can call your mom.
Yeah. It'll be even. So she does call her mom, and her mom is like, what? Oh my goodness. Don't talk to any of the other parents because they can't be trusted. Then she hangs up the phone immediately.
Mom, come on.
Yeah. So she hangs up that phone and we see her go and grab a box from a drawer. Mm-hmm. And she opens up the box, and it's just like a shoebox full of old Biddle murder trophies.
Yeah, yep.
So mom's a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her. Now we're back to Justin Long. Okay. And he's scribbling in some Necronomicon-looking book, a bunch of weird symbols and drawings. And one of the James clones, who hasn't been gooed, comes into the room, and he brings Justin... looks like a ventriloquist trunk looking thing.
Yeah.
And Justin's really excited. He's like, oh boy, this is that thing I wanted. And then he opens it and it's empty.
Oh Lord.
And that makes Justin Long angry. And that's the end. That's the end of the episode. That's the cliffhanger this time.
What could it have been that he wanted so badly?
I don't know. Something that could fit in a dummy box.
I'm out of ideas. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know what it could be, but I guess we'll find out next week. Yes. Or maybe, because next week's episode is called Go Eat Worms.
Oh, okay.
So that'll probably be 5 minutes of eating worms and then on to Slappy.
Yeah. So Go Eat Worms. I guess we're probably going to go back to Halloween night again, which is fine with me. I like this. And it'll probably be Lucas because he had that whole cup of worms. But we already watched Justin Long eat worms. So,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Eating worms is just going to be a big thing. Everyone's eating worms. It's the thing to do.
So far, every episode has been about like a cursed object. We had the camera. We had the haunted mask. And they all did something to one of the kids. So obviously this one's going to be Lucas because it has to be, right?
Yes, because he's already been eating worms.
What kind of like supernatural thing could happen with worms, though?
I don't know. He just gets hungry and he eats worms. Even Go Eat Worms, the book, wasn't really about eating worms that much.
No, you're right. But also, like, every possessed item or whatever has something to do with the character's personality trait. Because we had Isabella being a troll. We had James having, you know, the split personality kind of thing, even though it really wasn't. But for Lucas, all he does is stupid stuff. So
yeah, he does Jackass style stunts.
So he's gonna get like hurt, or I don't know.
He's gonna choke on a worm or something. I don't know.
It's just a montage of him eating food, maybe. I don't know. But it's gonna be radical, Brandon. It's gonna be radical. He's gonna be skateboarding, maybe, because skateboard broke. jumping off of roofs and stuff again, maybe.
Yeah, this episode's gonna be totally rad and extreme.
Absolutely. I won't have anything less.
All right. Well, I'm excited to talk about this with you next week.
Yeah, me too. But
that's it for Cuckoo Clock of Doom.
Yeah, somewhat of it. You know,
yeah, a little
bit. A third Cuckoo Clock, two-thirds Calling All Creeps kind of thing. It's fine. It's okay. Yeah.
It works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still invested in Goosebumps, and I like where it's going. I love all the drama of everything, and I'm interested to see how this is all going to happen, even though we're only episode 3, well, I guess episode 4 now, out of 10 episodes. Yeah, there's still so much that can happen.
It could go anywhere.
It could be boring. Well, we'll find out.
We'll probably have like 4 flashback episodes.
Oh, yeah. Look, we should have at least one episode back in like 1993 to see what actually happens. That's going to be a thing, right?
Yes, and I will love it because it'll have 90s music.
Yeah, I do love 90s music.
All right. Well, that's next week. We'll keep going with this.
All right.
Talk to you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.